The Skin Lab Sessions on Talk About. Brought to you in association with The Skin Lab. Now at the Reeks in Killarney. TheSkinLab.ie.
Welcome, Claire. Lovely to talk to you. And how are you today?
Good, thanks, Deirdre. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Well, listen, we thought we might start this month by maybe going back and just for people who are new to the slot and mightn't have heard it before, maybe just to tell us a little bit about what the Skin Lab is and what it is that you focus on. Because I know we've been doing this for a while, but some people might like to be refreshed and hear a little bit about what your mission statement is, if you like.
Yeah, sure. So I own the Skin Lab in Killarney. We're in business 10 years now this year. And we primarily focus on skin and laser-based treatment. So a lot of acne, pigmentation, rosacea, just overall skin health and keep people's skin functioning at its best. Yeah, that's it really. We also do injectable treatments. We have a doctor that does all the Botox and the fillers and biostimulators.
Yeah, and of course, just to mention as well, because I think people will find this interesting, you were in Australia for years and you did a lot of your training in Australia, where of course they're all about skin because they have to be with the weather over there.
Yeah, that's right. I was in Australia for about 7 years, so I worked a lot there, and that's where I got introduced to working in skin health clinics. And that's where my passion started for it all, because in Australia, a lot of people will suffer from skin cancers there. It's quite common there because of, you know, the skin being so fair and the sun being so strong. So there's a huge education and knowledge around skin health there. And, you know, it's a very popular business there. Whereas when I moved home here, I didn't see anything of, you know, specific skin health clinics. So that's where I decided then when I got back to set up my own.
Absolutely. You saw the niche or the gap in the market, as it were.
Yeah.
Well, listen, will we start with some questions for this month, Claire?
Great.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Well, actually, just before we do, maybe just tell us, you know, we're March coming into April, weather's getting a bit better. What are the most common skin concerns you're seeing at this time of the year?
So, well, actually, this is the time of the year we see a lot of skin conditions at their worst, Deirdre, because a lot of people have been stuck indoors and, you know, in drier environments with the heating on. It's usually towards the summer time the skin gets that little bit better, because a lot of inflammatory skin conditions, they are driven by dehydration and dryness. So you'd see a lot of rosacea, psoriasis and eczema get exacerbated this time of the year. So, yeah, I suppose keeping the skin as hydrated as possible and making sure that you are using the correct regime this time of the year is very important as well to combat those inflammatory type skin conditions.
Okay, so you're seeing a lot of that this time of year.
Yes.
Well, let's start with a question. I know that we always get a lot of queries in this slot about skin tags. And we've one again this month. This is from a North Kerry listener who says, I have a skin tag just under my eye. Can it be removed safely or do I need to be referred to a doctor? Is that unusual, a skin tag under your eye?
No, that's actually a really common place to get them. So skin tag under the eye is very safe and easy to remove. So how we would, well, first of all, anyway, is to make sure that it definitely is a skin tag. So sometimes they can be other things like a milia or a sebkay. So if they could come in for a consultation, we can assess that. If we don't feel it is a skin tag, then we'll refer them back to their GP. But we use something called diathermy, which is a very fine needle. It's almost like an acupuncture needle. And it uses heat to desiccate the tissue. So it's very, very precise. It's quick, it's painless, it's over in 30 seconds, and the outcome is usually very good with it. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So if it does need to be referred on, at least you, having looked at it, you'll know what it is and you'll be able to refer somebody on if needs be.
Yeah, they can even send us an email if they have a good phone in natural light. a good picture, if they could email it into us, we'd be able to tell what it was.
Perfect.
As well.
We've a question from a listener, doesn't leave a name, says, I've been on Roaccutane and my skin is clear now. What should I do when I come off it to stop the acne or the blackheads coming back? Roaccutane, of course, a bit of a controversial tablet, isn't it? Or it used to be anyway, for clearing acne. Am I thinking of the right one?
Yeah, it is. Now, look, when it works amazing. But people need to understand as well, Roaccutane resets skin. It doesn't always get rid of the acne. You know, sometimes it can come back, and that's where people think it's going to be this silver bullet. But if the skin isn't managed properly after the Roaccutane, you know, that acne can return again, you know, because it can be driven by hormones or genetics. So it's really important. There's like a little window there that gets forgotten about, you know. So it's important that someone, you check in with someone like ourselves, or even go back to your own GP, whoever prescribed it for you, and get a plan thereafter with something like a little bit of salicylic acid in it and a little bit of vitamin A topically to help maintain what the Roaccutane has done. Because again, it just resets the skin. It's not a silver bullet.
Yeah. And how long would you be typically on a Roaccutane for? Are we talking weeks, months?
Well, that would be something that your dermatologist would decide. It would depend on how chronic the acne is. Some people do 3 months, some people 6 months.
Okay. But as you said, the important thing is to get a good skincare regime in place once you come off it, so that it doesn't come back.
As soon as you come off it, yeah. And maybe something like a regular peel or a hydrofacial as well, just to make sure that the oil doesn't build up in the skin again. Because once that oil gets going again and that inflammation drives on the skin, it's hard to get back and reset it again, especially if it's driven by hormones or genetics. Yeah, exactly.
Now, we've a text in from a listener who says, I'm getting milia. And my skin feels quite bumpy. Is there anything I can do? They're those tiny little white spots, aren't they? Milia?
Like quite pearly, keratinized spots that can come around the face.
Yeah.
And usually you can get them manually removed. So we'll de-roof them with a lancet needle and they come out quite nicely. But it's not something you want to keep having done all the time to the skin. So you'd be better off to use some type of exfoliating product, like a mild chemical exfoliator, once or twice a week, and making sure that you keep the skin moisturized, hydrated, and wear a good SPF, because when the skin is functioning properly, you shouldn't get them. And steering clear of heavy, thick, occlusive moisturizers as well is another thing that I find a lot of time people...
Can you get milia at any stage of your life, or are they more common in a particular?
Yeah, you can get them in kids. Yeah, kids. They're very genetic. Again, often we would see them a lot occur in families where, you know, you might see a few sisters would come in and have them removed. But usually you can keep them away or at bay by keeping the skin functioning right with the right products and not using the wrong stuff, we'll say.
Yeah.
Too heavy. And we try to cause the skin to get blocked up as well.
Yeah. Now, this next one is, I'm really looking forward to hearing the answer to this because I've wondered myself. A listener wants to know, is La Mer a good moisturiser for mature skin, and is it worth the money? Now, this is the really expensive face cream that used to be called Creme de La Mer, isn't it? And they dropped the creme and it's now La Mer.
La Mer. Again, La Mer or Creme de La Mer is a piece of the puzzle. I mean, it's a great moisturiser, but what you're essentially paying for there is the marketing behind it and how luxurious it is. But it's not going to really treat the function of the skin. You know, you'd need something a little bit better in terms of like a retinoid or a vitamin C to help with the cellular turnover, with brightening. So it can be a part of the regime, but it's a very, very expensive moisturiser, basically, that's not really going to change the function of the skin, but will keep your skin lovely and supple and moisturised.
Yeah,
you don't exactly need La Mer to do that, though. You could go for another option that wouldn't be as expensive.
And it is, like, I remember pricing it one time. It's something like €100 for a jar of it or something like that, isn't it? It's really outlandishly expensive.
I think it's a lot more than that. I think it's
probably gone up, yeah. Well, yeah. I never bought it. I only ever priced it because I heard such great things about it. But it's probably gone up by an awful lot more in the meantime. Listen, Claire, we're going to take a quick break at this point. And just to mention to the listeners, Claire from the Skin Lab is going to stay with us for another while. And there's loads of questions coming in for her about various aspects of your skin, whether you're a teenager or somebody postmenopausal, whatever stage of life you're at, Claire can help you and give you loads of good professional advice about skincare. If you want to get in touch, you know what to do. The usual numbers apply. For now, though, we'll take a short break.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. The Skin Lab Sessions on Talk About, brought to you in association with The Skin Lab, now at the Reeks in Killarney. theskinlab.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Monday's Talk About programme. If you've just tuned in, Claire Scannell is with us from the Skin Lab in Killarney, and we're answering queries about your skin. Now, we're still on face creams, Claire, and the next question is from Anne-Marie, who says, is there a cream that can help fade age spots or pigmentation?
Look, there are creams that can lighten pigmentation, but they work very gradually and they need a lot of consistency. If you really wanted to attack a light brown spots or deeper pigmentation, you would have a better outcome with doing a series of lasers.
Okay, and is that probably takes a bit of time, does it, and a few appointments?
Yeah, again, depending on the pigmentation, where it is. There's some pigmentation is quite deep, some is superficial. So again, a consultation, we'd be able to assess the skin. Sometimes one treatment is enough. Sometimes you might need three or four.
Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of people are getting those age spots and that pigmentation removed now because they don't want any blemish like that on their faces.
No, because it can actually make the skin look aged looking as well. Mm-hmm. And it's good to get rid of it too, because you don't want cells to change down the line.
Exactly. Now, who is next? Loads of questions for you coming in. This next one is from Sheila in Tralee, and she's wondering, can you get, I probably pronounced this wrong, Claire, tretinoin from a clinic, or do you need to go to a doctor? That's the product we spoke about last month, isn't it?
Yes, and that's a very common asked question. It seems to be like viral at the moment, is tretinoin. Everyone seems to want it. But yeah, it's a prescription-based product, so it's not something that we just dispense freely. You'd need to be a client of the Skin Lab. You need to have a consultation, and we would work it in as a part of your treatment plan. It's not something that we would just give out.
Okay, absolutely. And it's not something you can buy over the counter, I'd imagine.
Well, you can get vitamin A products over the counter as well. It wouldn't be as good or as strong as tretinoin if you're trying to treat a certain skin condition. Mm-hmm. But we certainly can give you a non-prescription vitamin A that works quite well as well. So again, a consultation, because we would really need to assess why you need it and what we're trying to treat, because it's not for everybody either.
Yeah.
And the reason as well, Deirdre, that it is on prescription is because it can cause photosensitivity and sun damage, and people use it freely without actually knowing the consequences of it. So if you overuse tretinoin, you can cause some like really bad damage to the skin. So, and there's a new law out now as well. A lot of the over-the-counter ones, you can only get 0.3%, whereas before you used to be able to get 1%. But people think more, better outcome. When in fact, with the vitamin A's or the tretinoins, you're better off using a very small amount and starting on a low dose and building tolerance up to it slowly.
A completely different question up next now, Claire, from somebody. And actually, this question has come in more than once. Somebody wants to know, what is the MCELA chair and who is it for?
Okay, so the MCELA chair is an electromagnetic stimulation is what it does. It sends energy up through the pelvic floor to contract those muscles that we have that sometimes don't function properly due to age, menopause, very common post-baby. And I think if I'm right, I think it's 11,000 Kegels that it will do for you on the chair, and that's in a 30-minute session.
Yeah.
So it's very comfortable treatment. So you'd come in and you just sit on this chair for 28 minutes and we'd switch it on and we'd slowly, gradually put up the energy, and it's comfortable. So you'd have to do, again, a series of it. It doesn't work for everyone, though. So the consultation, again, is key. So you come in, it's our nurse Louise that looks after that. You'd come in and sit down with her, and she'd go through a lot of questions with you to make sure you're suitable. But when you are suitable and it works for you, it can be life-changing.
And that's another service you provide at the Skin Lab in Killarney.
Yeah, we do.
And you're getting great results for that, I believe. I've heard from a few people.
Oh, yeah. Like when it works for people, they come bouncing in the door. They're so happy. So it's that's a great joy for us as well to see when people get a good outcome with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm laughing at this next question, Claire, because it's the million-dollar question. One listener who texted in says, I want to ask Claire, what actually makes skin look older?
So, yeah. like, I often say to people, like, skin, you know, you'd get people coming in and they want to do Botox and they want to do fillers and all that, go down that line, but their skin is very badly sun damaged. And, you know, it's about getting the health of the skin always right first, and doing that by treating, like, your fine lines, your texture of your skin, pigmentation, any broken capillaries. And then, you know, a lot of the time people are very happy with the outcome of their skin after they get the tone and the texture and the complexion right. Then you can kind of make a decision if you want to go on and do the Botox or the fillers or any of the more invasive treatments. So I always say to people, get the quality of the skin right first, because that can be very anti-aging. Because a lot of time people look at their skin and they look at wrinkles, and I wouldn't look at the wrinkles at all, because the wrinkles can make the skin look, you know, very natural. But more the tone and the texture and the pigmentation of the skin. It's better to start there and get that right, and then build on another plan after that if you need it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were going to say, in answer to that question, I thought you were going to say wearing too much makeup or something, or fake tan or something like that.
Make the skin cause it too.
Yeah, that's true. A listener, this is a text as well, no name, wants to know, where does laser resurfacing like Halo fit into skin treatments? And Halo, of course, we've spoken about a few times on the slot, which is another very successful treatment you do at the clinic. But this person wants to know, where does laser resurfacing like Halo fit into skin treatments?
So Halo is more, it is an invasive type laser, and it does require some downtime. How it works is it's what we call a hybrid laser. So it does two treatments simultaneously. It resurfaces the epidermis, the top layer of the skin. So if there's any textural issues there or pigmentation, it will remove them, let's say not fully, but a good percentage of it. And it also, what it'll do is create this dermal injury in the base of the skin where nothing can get to, no products, not even microneedling or any of the other superficial type treatments. It's a deeper laser. So that's where your collagen is essentially formed. So by creating that injury quite deep in the skin, you're getting a dual outcome. So you're surface of the skin and you're getting that tightening done through the dermal injury with the second part of that laser. So you're getting two in one. So the outcome is the complexion is greatly improved, but also you have that skin tightening effect. And that's what makes fuller treatment. I would say it's more for the 45 and up.
Okay,
but
very
actually
good.
You could go a little bit younger, but it would depend on the skin as well. You know, again, a consultation. Sometimes we have a milder version of that treatment called Moxie that works very good on the superficial pigmentation, but it doesn't do the deep skin tightening. So we would see where the skin was at and how good the quality of the skin was in order to pick the laser to suit that patient.
Very good. A listener just texted in, Claire, to say, I heard Claire mentioning Botox there. Do people need Botox to look younger? Please tell me, how does it work?
So no, again, like I was saying about the skin quality first. So Botox won't do anything for the skin. And it's essentially what it does is it relaxes the muscle. Now, the outcome is great from it. You know, you can lift the brows and it can give that pseudo-tightening to look to the skin because it's relaxing the muscles. So if you relax the muscles, you relax the skin sitting on top of the muscles. So it's quite even. So to answer the question, it doesn't do anything to the skin. So it shouldn't be just a standalone for your anti-aging, I suppose, treatments. But if you want to have that, I will say, non-wrinkled, you know, and a nice lift to the brows, that's where Botox comes in then.
And you do Botox at the Skin Lab?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Listen, Claire, we've almost run out of time, and apologies to anyone whose question we didn't get around to, but there's a huge number of them, as usual, this month. Just before we let you go, Claire, remind us where the Skin Lab is located and how to make appointments.
So we are in the Reeks in Killarney, just as you're coming into Killarney from the Tralee side. We're across the road there from Lidl. And we're directly behind the off-license. So on the ground floor, when you go around the back of the off-license, there's some sliding doors there. And just come in those doors and press 3 and come up to us on the lift.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And of course, you're on social media as well, or if people want to phone.
Yeah, skinlab.ie is our social media and our website. And our phone number is, 064-663-6483, and you can send us an email as well if you have any inquiries, info@theskinlab.ie.
Perfect. Listen, we leave it there for this month, Claire, but thank you for going through
Thanks, Deirdre.
Questions for us and giving us some great information there, and plenty of food for thought, I'd say, for some of the listeners as well this afternoon. We'll chat to you again in April.
Thank you, Deirdre. Bye. Talk About